This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. With record-setting rainfall last year and a quick start to the rainfall this year, it's important to select plants that can tolerate wet feet. Very few plants will survive constant soil saturation, but some plants grow better in wet conditions than others. Native plants that are adapted to the region's growing conditions are more likely to survive than imported exotics. Oftentimes, plants that tolerate wet soils must also grow well in clay, as clay soils are more likely to have drainage issues. When planting new trees and shrubs, you might be tempted to incorporate soil amendments into the planting hole in order to improve drainage. Adding organic matter or sand into the planting hole will help with drainage only as far down as you dig. Trying to improve drainage in this matter will be ineffective at keeping trees and shrubs alive unless you can improve the drainage throughout the entirety of the mature plant's root depth. The best way to ensure that what you plant survives is to choose the right plant for your soil texture and moisture. It is easy to think that because land is sloped, it will not have drainage issues. This is true on the surface where water is not going to pool and instead flow off. However, the soil texture beneath the surface can still allow poor water infiltration and drainage, especially in high water tables. Clay soils are particularly susceptible to poor drainage. Being the smallest of the three soil parts, clay particles can be packed closer together than either sand or silt. With more particles packed closer together, there is less space for water and air to flow in, and when water is present in large quantities, infiltration takes longer. To determine the soil texture in a certain location, use the jar test. Take a clean, clear jar with a sealable lid and fill it 1/3 of the way full with soil, using a mesh sieve or colander to remove large debris and organic matter. Fill the rest of the jar with water, leaving some space at the top. Add 1 tablespoon of powdered dishwashing detergent, cap the jar, and shake vigorously until the soil becomes a slurry. Set on a level surface and time for 1 minute. After 1 minute, the sand particles will settle at the bottom. Measure the height of the sand layer and record. Allow to sit for 2 more hours, and after 2 hours, the silt layer will form. Measure and record the height of this layer as well. After 48 hours, the clay layer will settle. Measure the height of this layer. Add together the heights of each layer and divide each layer's height by the total height to determine the percentage of soil particles from each layer. Compare these percentages against a soil texture triangle to determine the texture of your soil. It is important to choose the right plant for your soil's texture. For a list of preferred plants for different soil textures and moisture contents, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at the Girard Extension Office at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension, bringing you the Hort Report.